So this is Tuesday night, so you're hearing this on Wednesday, but watching the Mets-Cubs, 14-2 Chicago. It was 14-1 in the eighth. It's the bottom of the ninth. Cubs are batting, or Mets are batting for the last. Look at this. They just jacked one home run. Here goes another one. Two homers in a row. What the fuck kind of game is this? This is the Mets finally unloading in the bottom of the ninth, down by 13 runs. They just sent two downtown. They just went ahead and fed the Gophers there, 14-3, you know. But what the fuck?
I was tweeting it out.
What if the Mets come back in this thing, which I seriously doubt? I mean, 14-1, and two homers in a row. I think in a row. Yeah, there's nobody out. Oh, was there one out? Yeah, there's one out. Never mind. What a fucking riot. Yeah. What a man got to do. Two out, 0-2, bottom of the ninth. Nobody on. Swung on, foul tip. Oh, he's out. That's the ball game, man. That's the game. I thought it was a foul tip, but it was a strikeout. So, isn't that it? It's the bottom of the fucking ninth inning. Or is that just, that's the game, yeah. 14-3, 15 hits, no errors. Mets, 7 hits, 3 runs and 7 hits. Yeah, well, boy, the Nationals, man. They're playing, Washington Nationals are having a good season, I think, aren't they? Playing the Bravos, who suck. I lived in Atlanta, you know, you guys know, for like a year, and it was kind of fun. It was fun to see, just from, you know, stand a man at the outside looking in at the fans and the phenomenon of the Atlanta Braves in the early 90s, which is when they were really just all of a sudden exploding. And I mean, they were good in the 80s, because I know, because as a Dodger fan, we had to contend with those motherfuckers. It wasn't the Giants, it was the goddamn Braves. Let's face it, man, when you're a Dodger, either it's the Giants or the Braves or the Reds, somebody's always trying to kick the fucking door in, man. Yeah, sure. Anyway, those are some times, man. It was interesting because I don't want to say they were, you know, I don't want to look down my nose at anybody, but they were kind of naive, the fans in Atlanta. But they hadn't won. They hadn't fucking won shit. So winning a pennant was big. Winning a pennant was big. I mean, it was huge for the Braves. But of all that wonderful success they had, they only won one World, and I say only one World Series, but how many National League pennants did they win? They finally won. Who'd they beat? Cleveland in the late 90s? They lost to the fucking Blue Jays, and they lost to the goddamn Twins, and I don't know who else. The Blue Jays mocked the tomahawk chop, you know, doing this when the Jays clinched the World Series. They did this shit. But I got to say, man, it was fun for me because the fans were, they were having a ball, man. They were just having a ball, you know. I'm sure they cared that they didn't win a World Series, but they just were having a good time watching the team do well. Can I drink that Coke any louder? You know, I haven't used my Snapchat this year at all, man. I haven't used my Snapchat at all. Should I? Oh, this is all fucked up. There you go. There's a man who leads a life of danger. Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. In every another, get out of here. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They're giving you a number. You know what? That sucks ass. Get out of here. Get out of here. There's a man who leads a life of danger. He stays a stranger. Another man takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Hey, wait a minute, man. Wait up. Hey, how come this shit don't... why don't this shit save, Jack? Oh, yeah, there you go. Well... I don't like that, man. Later on, man. They're giving you a number and taking away your name. Wait a minute, bitch. Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's up, man? I can tell you that being a lemur... Let's just do it. Taking a picture. I'm just taking a picture. Secret Asian man. Secret Asian man. Let me see something, man. Lied to me. You lied to me, man. You lied. And then you go to, no, I don't want to do that. And you're like, what do you do? No, wait, no.
Secret Asian man, secret.
They're giving you a number. I'm taking away your name. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man. Great, so I've just been fucking around for 12 minutes. Huh? That's what you do. Actually, I was doing, you know, I was doing a Snapchat, okay? You know, it's part of the whole, it's part of, what do you want to call social media? Which is what you gotta, you know, what we would call promote. Huh? Yeah. So you understand, it's what we would call promote the show. And in so, what we would call promoting the, what we would call a show, it would be... I saw this interview as a... I shouldn't laugh because I'll probably be marked for a hit, but I saw an interview with a mobster. This guy was a gang, old school mobster, and he had such a poor command of English that he tried to inflate the sound of what he was saying by saying what we would call, you know, so it would be, but they were simple words. And like, and so he walked out on what we would call grass, you know, and he did this thing with his hands. All right, enough of this shit. No one cares. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, hi, Vernon. Yeah, hi, Vernon. Hi. Well, you remember when you played us that year at Monkington, and they were putting it on as pretty good.
And you remember I came over, I said, do you want my mercy?
Yeah, see, that was what bothered me. I don't think that...
No, but it's me giving you my mercy. Do you want mercy from me, or don't you?
I don't think I should have to ask for it.
You didn't have to ask. I walked over to your dugout, and I said, do you now want me to give you mercy?
See, that sounds really...
Doesn't it sound as if he's being condescending?
Oh, I'm not being condescending.
It sounds that way, Coach. I mean, you're walking over me and all that stuff. Yeah, why don't you give the guy a break and just go ahead and do it?
Go ahead and do what? I'm not going to humiliate the man.
But it would be much better if you just went ahead and invoked mercy or called your hitters off, whatever you want to say, than to do that to me.
I said, do you want my mercy? And he looked at me and he went, get out of my dugout. And he spit at the ground.
Yeah, I did. I was very angry.
And I said, all right, so you are rejecting, you reject my mercy? You reject my sugar?
So the U.S. Open at Erin Hills, Wisconsin. U.S. Open is at Erin Hills, Wisconsin. Paul Ryan's making news. Who's the other guy? That Scott, what's this guy's name? Who's that representative, Scott Hughes? You got Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer, Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, and now the U.S. Open. Wisconsin's back. That's a good ad for TV. Just have me sitting here. Phil Hendry's in California, but what does he say? Wisconsin's back. Huh? You got Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer, Paul Ryan. Shit, what a fucking... Buddy, you're living. Look, Henry, we don't need your fucking mercy, okay? Watch your language, Coach. You're telling me to watch my language? I listen to your show? Oh, man. You're telling me to watch my language? Yeah.
Well, what are you laughing at?
You, dude. We got to do something with that surf music, man, because that shit is just gold. We got to do something with it. What dance was I doing? You got it. The pony. All right. What dance was I doing? You got it. What dance was I doing? You got it. The pony. Where the fuck is that song that I like so much and I keep forgetting the name of it? God. You're stupid, Phil. That's all there is to it.
Speed.
Yeah.
Can I see Mr. Test me, take one. A long time.
I love that band, Demon Hunter. You know, you don't know these things, man. You start listening to some of this music. You say, I don't listen to the new music. I don't like none of it. Hey, you don't listen to it. You listen to it, you still might not like it, but... All right, this is not funny anymore. Where's my fucking song that I dig, man? There it is, Tumbling Spice. That's the thing.
Yeah, here it is, Tumbling Spice. Yeah. All around.
Only problem is we play that on the show, so it's not a lot of surprise value in it. Surf poem. What? Surf poem to it sounds a lot like Wild Weekend by the Rockin' Rebels. Or what's the? Oh, I got that song. Wild Weekend. I do. Some power chords happening there. You know, very, very early sort of, approaching a metal-esque thing. Not quite. The power chord in it there, though, a little bit. Fuck it.
All right. Doubter. God damn it. I want to find a tune for him because I got a good idea.
All right, hold on, I got it, man. I got it, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm fucking doing. This is, okay, dig it. Dig it, man. Dig it, baby. Oh, fuck me. No royalty-free music, but it's like costs. That really cool music I found on the internet, Internet Archives. No. Surf stock music. Largest library. Yeah, sure. Oh, well, this is the same shit that I was... looking at, man. I wish I could find that. But the summer is gone. Oh, dig this. Okay. Don't set the mood for me, man. Just play the music. Yeah, they got all these aerial shots of beaches and shit. Fuck it. You know, I hate to be such a killjoy, but...
This is royalty free.
Working too hard for it, man. No. Sounds like the Munsters. There's a whole documentary on the Munsters on TV the other day. It was pretty cool. It was pretty heavy because they had completely different cast in the pilot. Just like Gilligan's Island, completely different cast.
Well, was it?
Yeah. Eddie, they recast Eddie.
Hey, Thunder, come here, baby.
Here she is. Thunder! What's going on, huh? She was meowing. something up with her, man. But she's about to have a dog friend. You're about to have a doggy friend, man. That's going to be your Millie. Okay, Thunder? All right, babe. You going outside or you going back inside? She's going left, she's going right, she's left, she's up. She's decided to go inside.
If you get up in the middle of the night and you feel like you've got the
Wait a minute, man. What the fuck just happened to that song? Oh, Clinton. Yeah, okay, cool. All right, dude, I'm ready. I think. Actually, I'm not. What is today? Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I do want to do this. I got to get a little bit better here.
I think really, Mr. Henry, what we're talking about is being a more in tune, I think, with a lot of, you know, it's, for me, it's more about being in tune with stuff and having the freedom to be who I am, you know, and what I'm doing. But it's never not going to be good enough, you know, if I don't have the ability to be what and who I am. This is Skip Blaylock's, it's a songwriting competition that generally Skip Blaylock. What I'm doing is I'll give you a real-time feel on how I'm doing it. You wake up in the middle of the night and you feel like you have the creeps. Go back to sleep. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you think there's something under the bed, it's just in your head. Go to sleep. Yeah. If something is crawling up your leg. Oh, shit.
Whatever, Jack. Actually, we got some fires happening here in California. Where the fuck are those fires at? Do we have enough time? I probably don't. No, shit. Now I'm going over. Let me find out.
Let me find out. Okay, just...
If you feel your... Taiwan. What if Jeff did a tribute to Baron Trump? You know, I think a lot of people like Baron Trump, and I've done a tribute tune. It's called Don't Give In, Don't Give Up. Baron, keep Baron down.
It's called Don't Give In, Don't Give Up, Keep Baron Down. It's like this. Yeah. Hey, Baron, keep Baron down. Don't let the clowns get... Oh, wait.
Damn, how do...
Yeah. Baron, keep Baron down. Don't let them run you down. Make sure you've got your act together. Yeah. Hey, Baron, don't bear it down. You can bear it, Baron down. Your name's Baron. You want to know? There's a chick singing this, man.
Right. You had her singing it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Baron down. Baron down. Barron Trump is the kid of the day. Barron Trump, Barron is the kid. He'll make his way. Keep Barron down all through your days, all through the night. And your name is Barron. Fuck it, man. Well, I knew a kid who lived down the street. Every time we'd meet, he had a smile on his face. I knew this kid living down the street. He said, hey, man, you don't have to remember your place because I'm Barron Trump, chump. Barron Trump is coming to town. You better watch your shorts will go brown.
Dwayne Stump. All right, man, I'm ready to go. You know, no, I'm not really ready to go, but I think I am. All right, I think we're ready. Ah, shut up. Shut your hole. Yes. All right, man, I'm ready. Ain't no holding me back, man. I'm ready.
The best in paranormal talk radio is here on Podcast One as part of the Jericho Network. Beyond the Darkness examines all aspects of the supernatural every day, Monday through Friday. And now, the same team behind Beyond the Darkness bring you the most frighteningly real-life dramas on True Crime Tuesday. Subscribe now by visiting darknessradio.com. Then, click the True Crime Tuesday banner. Again, that's True Crime Tuesday. Visit darknessradio.com and click the True Crime Tuesday banner. Subscribe now.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry, and all the voices you're going to hear on the show today are done by me.
Yes, and only him.
Well, I'm doing my own voice, and I don't care.
Margaret, you know, we've been through all of this.
I'm doing my own voice, and I don't care.
All right, Margaret, you're doing your own voice.
You know, I refuse to be made an ass of or out of.
Do it again. Let's do it again, man. Here we go.